This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 480, down 4.75 on the open. July, 483, down 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 477.5, down 8 on the open. July, 492, down 3.5. September, 503, down 5.5. December, 512, down 5. March, 513, down 6.5 on the open. May corn opened at 358. Unchanged on the open. July, 367 down a half. September, 368.25 up 2.75. December, 369 up 4.5. March, 378.5 up 2.5 on the open. May soybeans opened at 726, down 2.5 on the open. July, 741 down 2. August, 747.5 down 2. September, 755.5 down a half. November, 769 down 1.75. January, 780 up a half. March, 785 down 3.5. May, 792 unchanged on the open. May soybean meal open at 192.50 down 30 on the open. July, 198.50 down 30. May soybean oil open at 33.10 down 25 on the open. July, 33.65 down 12. At the Merck, May feeders open at 109.60, up 5 on the open. August, 112.70, down 15. September, 112.15, down 10. October, 111.52.5, unchanged on the open. June live cattle open at 94.05, down 7.5 on the open. August, 92.65, up 5. October, 96.25, down 12.5. December, 96.35, unchanged on the open. May lean hogs open at 75.50, down 10 on the open. June, 75.40, up 30. July, 75.55, up 20. August, 75 even, down 20 on the open. And May bellies open at 101.50, unchanged on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Let's start in that wheat pit where it took a nosedive off of the opening bell this morning, but found support right at, well, a conjunction of moving averages. It looks like the 100 and the 50 and the 20 all around 484, and it just bounced off that, and that's provided some underlying support today.
Yeah, Dave, of course, we saw the wheat ratings improve yesterday on the crop report. We've got the wheat outlook team out there looking at the stuff today. Started yesterday looking, but we did see some improvement in the Kansas wheat crop. We did see some, improvement overall. One thing we have to wonder about is maybe those ratings increased because we tore up some of the bad stuff and that it isn't there to assess anymore. That's a question to look at out there. And, of course, the planting progress, a little bit behind schedule as far as the corn went.
Yes, the corn, 23% planted as of April 29th, below the 48% seeded last year. Iowa, 14% in the ground. It looks like in Illinois, 36% planted. And, of course, the five-year average for Illinois, 59%. So, yes, it is behind, but this is looks like it's one open great week for planting corn.
You know, it depends on which weather forecast you're looking at, Dave. I know that Drew Lerner World Weather is a lot drier than, say, freeze notice that way. But, we've got a chance of showers this afternoon. We've been planning up a storm since Sunday afternoon in some places. And yet when you get around up around Frankfort and a few other places a little ways away from here, they're just able to start planting today. But we, if we can keep the weather dry, the corn's going to get it in the ground. One of the things that hit the corn first out of the box this morning was FEMAT coming in. Sold 3,000 contracts of July corn, And it seems like once that sort of worked its way through the market, why we've seemed to bounce back a little bit here, Dave.
You look at the December corn chart, Wayne, and you see that yesterday we saw futures spike under their April lows before rallying back, and now they're a little bit higher today. Are you anticipating that this new weekly low will hold this week?
I think it will this week. I think we've got to have some slowed down plantings in the Iowa area. That way, if we stay clear and plant through Friday and we have a clear forecast going into Friday, then we might have trouble holding it. But it does look like there's a couple, three shots of rain to hit and slow down Iowa a little bit. And, of course, the Iowa-Minnesota is the area that's lagging behind in the planting progress.
Meanwhile, the July corn still holding above its April low at 355 and a half, just sort of moving, drifting sideways.
You know, seasonally, we're putting the corn in the ground. We've got some optimistic hopes here like that, of course. As long as we can keep the planters rolling, well, it's going to be awfully hard to generate a big rally right at this time. You know, if we, 2 weeks down the road from now, if we haven't made the progress, then a rally can start. But until then, we're in a sideways to down mode just because of the idea that the corn is getting in the ground and that 90 million acres is on its way to getting planted.
Are you seeing anything in the marketplace that would change your mind about what you have told producers in terms of puts and calls? Do they need to make any tweaks in what they've done up to this point?
Well, I think that, as we move on down or whatever, we might want to take some of the top end of our bull call spreads off and just leave the call, not the short call above it on something like that. The same respect, if we move down sharply on some of the short calls for the bear put spreads, we might want to be taking the lower end of those off to leave us open so they can move either way. We know that this is going to be a very volatile spring. We know that any sort of weather or other problems, you know, can make this market move hard one way or the other, as we've seen the volatility so high, Dave. So, we just want to be protecting ourselves. We'd all like to go back and say we'd sell a lot more $4 corn and $8 beans. So, unfortunately, our time machine doesn't work to do that.
Had plenty of good opportunities to do that. It was up there for a number of days.
Yeah. But at that time, most farmers did not care to go over 50% sold, whether it's right or it's wrong. And we're not sure yet, Dave. There's a lot of time left and a lot of weather yet to go through.
Looks like the bean market rallying at this moment, I guess, on ideas that corn will get in the ground, and there might be a few less soybeans planted down the road, huh?
Well, you know, that's what somebody has to be thinking. There's something to that. And this morning, we're not seeing a big rally in the bean oil today. The crude oil is continuing to stay strong, and the bean oil being thought of as an energy. Just some strength there from that in the past.
Bean oil's been making new contract highs recently. Is it seeming a little bit toppy to you?
Well, I think, we've shot up an awful lot. We've followed the palm oil higher here along the way. We have to see some usage or exports somehow to keep us moving on the upward move here.
Turn your attention over to the Merck. What do you see there today, sir?
You know, the Merck, it's sort of quiet. I'm seeing, a 30 to 40 cent up move. Up moving the cattle here. We backed off now a little bit. So, the 20, 25 cents and the 10 cent, the 30 cent move in the hogs. We're pretty quiet out there. A lot of the farmers are in the field here today, and they're not worried about marketing their cattle or hogs.
Thank you much, Wayne. You have a grand day.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick. In Kansas City, May wheat now trading 476, down 8 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat at 471.5, down 14. July, 490, down 5.5. At the Board of Trade, May corn at 360.5, up 2.5. July, 370.5, up 3. September, 370, up 4.5. December, 370.5, up 6. May beans, 733, up 4.5. July, 748, up 5. August, also up 5. The tick there, 754.5. Novies, 776.5, up 5 3/4. May soybean meal, 194.70, up 190. May soybean oil, 33.29, down 6. At the Merck, May feeders, 109.65, up 10. June live cattle, 94.40, up 27.5. And May lean hogs at 75.55 is down 5 at the moment. Taking a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing primarily during the afternoon. Highs ranging from 75 in northern Indiana to 87 in some central and southern locations. Then tonight in the north, becoming partly cloudy and cooler. In central and southern sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows ranging from 47 to 62 degrees.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.